Lima's depressed about something we're going to get to here in a second. Can I just say real quick, because I have to scratch the itch, because if I don't scratch the itch, Tony, it ain't going to happen. It's going to eat away at me for the rest of the morning. I heard the promo right before the show. You wouldn't trade a fifth-round pick for a guy you're going to tank with. You'd just pick up somebody off the street, right? Of the afternoon show? Like, if you were, like, they said Kenny Pickett maybe is a guy you tank with, and they just won't admit it. And I'm going, why would you trade a fifth-round pick for a guy
you're
going to tank with?
Yeah, you wouldn't use an asset, especially if you're tanking. Like, unless you're saying, well, either scenario is a good one. Meaning, if he ends up being good, then you got a good quarterback.
But then you didn't take him to tank with.
Well, right. Well, so that's a lot of times you take a guy and it's not exactly what you planned. I agree with you that seems silly. That wouldn't be the outcome.
Well, it's just a promo. Maybe there's more context that I'm missing there. You know what I mean? But it just didn't seem to make a lot of sense. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay, good. Guardians won. They won again. And I want to get to that coming up here at 6:20. You are depressed, though. Tell everybody there, why you're depressed. There.
Well, basketball's coming to an end. And throughout the playoffs, feels like for 2 months, you got games every night. And now it's all coming to an end. This series, I mean, I saw Vegas thinks it's going 5 games. They think Oklahoma City
really
is going to handle the
why
Indiana
just five
Pacers.
Games?
Well, they're huge favorites because they unlike us, were the 66-win team. Is that how many they had this year? Plus, you know, there were some anxious moments for them in that Denver series, but overall, they've looked like the best team in basketball. So not many people are really giving the Pacers that much credit.
So, well, the Pacers beat us, then they beat the Knicks. Those aren't terrible opponents. Now, I know that the West would be better. I'm a little bit surprised that Vegas seems to only think it's 5 games. That's all. That's all I'm pointing out there. 5 games seems to
they
be a little.
They say Oklahoma City
if
has.
If you wanted to favor Oklahoma City, fine.
But they have the profile of an all-time great team. And that's kind of been the case throughout the entire season.
So, but you are depressed because basketball's ending.
It is ending. I don't know. I'd love to know what you have on your phone in terms of the most energy from your friends or the people you follow on social media. But obviously, NFL goes without saying. We all have endless text threads for the NFL or whatever. College football, same thing. And then it's the NBA for me. And the minute the NBA ends, for whatever reason, baseball, that's just not, maybe it's my fault for not cultivating that over time, but my friends seem to care more about the minors, about the Guardians minor teams than they do the, you know, the big league roster. I just don't get a lot of reaction day in and day out.
APHIS text.
I get a ton of those.
My threads aren't crazy about it. Even during Browns games, because they know I don't like to be texted during Browns games if things aren't going well, because it's just like, well, I'm not your therapist, and I'm dealing with it just like you are, and I don't need to read more cuss out tweet. Because I told you this before, it almost feels like you're responsible for it in some way. Like, oh, well, you just because you want the Browns to do well, and then they don't do well. And then I read the cuss out texts about the Browns, and I'm just like, well, I don't need to add any more to this. I don't need any more horrificness of a Sunday afternoon just to read through all these nasty. Because the only thing I can say is, yeah, I know this sucks. That's the only thing I know to say in the middle of dealing with whatever they're doing.
Well, you're somebody to lean on, I think, to those people that are texting
you. But if I was there
in
person, that's fine. But you're texting me. I can't do anything about it. So what am I to lean on about?
Well, that's the thing about the communal experience of watching sports.
Yeah, I don't like the communal experience, I guess. I like it in person, but I don't like it on the phone or on social media or anything like that.
Yeah, probably it's just because the Browns have been so bad. Had they have been good,
but I think it's almost everything.
You'd be getting fun tweets, and it would be, you know, LFG and Super Bowl, Super Browns.
I think it's almost everything. Because I told you before, like years ago, I stop live every now and then when it's positive, I will. I really don't like to live react to games. Because if you say something nice and then all of a sudden something goes to hell, well, then you're blamed by some people on the internet and vice versa. So it's like, well, what's the point? What's the point of any of this? What's the point of having any sort of an opinion whatsoever then in game? I have them, but I'm not going to let it be bothering me. So I guess I don't share the same experience as you do when it comes to sports in general, let alone that. Like, I know you got buddies who might text you during games. I don't get texted during basketball games. I don't get texted during baseball, football, anything. I used to get texted over when gambling first got opened up in Ohio. I used to get texted over NASCAR races. I remember that. Like, people wanted to know what they could get in on the NASCAR races. And I go, well, guys, they changed the car, so it's kind of a crapshoot now. That's a whole long thing that we don't need to fire up the music and get going with. I'm just saying.
I think maybe, I don't know, it's the chicken or the egg thing. Like, I'm not getting golf texts. I used to. Those are gone.
Now those are gone.
Is it because I'm not as interested in it, or is it that my friends aren't as interested, or are we all in unison not as interested? Like, PGA Championship came and went. Nothing. I used to get texts about what guys were wearing.
At the golf events.
Well,
is everybody just busier now? I mean, you are older. Is that it? Is that part of it? Because I find myself not liking text as much as I don't like. I'd rather just talk on the phone for 2 seconds and get it out of the way than sit there and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, I read, like, there's people who send me a book, and I'm like, we could have done this in 15 seconds on a phone call, man. Jeez Louise, I'm sorry.
So
I'm not depressed about any of that stuff. I'm not depressed.
It just stinks. It stinks that...
Feeling good, to be honest with you.
Like, that, you know, maybe some of it, like, I imagine the Dairy Brothers. I imagine their phone lights up all baseball season.
I don't know.
Do people watch baseball in that way where they're keeping tabs of the other teams at all times? Because that's what I was doing with the Cavs this year is I was watching as much Boston as I could. Turned out that was a waste of time.
Then you called people out for not watching as much Boston as they could. That was a great moment.
Turned out, didn't matter at all.
Didn't.
And Oklahoma City, I was watching them throughout the year because I was like, finals matchup, Oklahoma City, sizing them up. Baseball's just never been that way. I mean, I watched a little bit last night of the... Is Yankees Dodgers because we're playing the Yankees coming up?
Oh yeah, that's right, Tuesday.
I watched a little bit, but not the way that I would watch the NBA.
I watched baseball all weekend. I watched a little bit of NASCAR. I watched a little bit of Eastern Conference Finals, and that's basically what I kind of just took it all in. It's the way it was.
About the Memorial,
but I didn't.
Did you watch any of the golf?
I saw more. You know what? I saw more on Thursday, and then that was it. So the last three rounds, Saturday, it was nothing.
Preempted on CBS, which is weird to see the Memorial. You had to go to the Golf Channel until like 5 o'clock.
What was on CBS?
There was soccer. There was Champions League.
Oh, they pay a hell of a lot of money for that Champions League.
But it was weird not to see
the Champions League final.
But to see, I don't know what it was, but to see,
they pay a hell of a lot of money for that.
To see Jack's tournament relegated on a Saturday, moving day, to the Golf Network, it was just bizarre. Just another thing for Jack Nicklaus to bitch about. That seems to be all he does these days.
Yeah. Hold on. Can I just say this? This is the second time you said that in front of me about Jack Nicklaus. I like him bitching.
Oh,
I enjoy the complaining.
I've never seen a guy who seems so miserable be one of the icons of sports.
I disagree. I totally disagree. And the reason I disagree is I love the way he does it. He is very... It is not just crybaby old man stuff the way that you would see from other guys who are a little older and in their sport. I mean, Jack Nicklaus has to be, what, 85? I'm guessing. How old is Jack? The Golden Bear's got to be in his mid-80s. I think he is so sarcastic, and the way he does it, he puts the thin veil over it for you, and you have to do it. I think he's a great presenter of his complaint. I enjoy him so much.
I just wondered how a guy worth $500 million just seems miserable
because he's,
every day. He's been around golf. Think about the sport.
He's 85. That,
think about, well, he's been like this for 30 years, it seems
like. Doesn't matter to me. I've enjoyed it for 30 years.
Who's had a better life than Jack Nicklaus that you never know it by seeing that dude's press conferences?
It's just
misery.
You
made money golfing.
He's a steward of the game, though, and he doesn't like where the game is going, apparently. If you were the biggest name in PGA for, what was it? It would be probably 30 years, and then Tiger Woods comes along, and now you share the mantle. Between you, Tiger, Arnie, and then like old guys from like the 20s and 30s, like those guys. If you were one of those guys, and then all of a sudden you have LIV Golf as it is, like we've said it before, LIV has totally taken my enjoyment away from professional golf because it's like, well, you get to see these guys. I mean, we've done it a million times. Well, his name is golf. So if you were Jack Nicklaus, I think he has every right to be upset. He has every right to be a curmudgeon about it. It's not just pulling a crank start and he says the same things. He's got something new every time. And I'm sorry, I disagree with you. I enjoy it. I enjoy his barbs. So if you're gonna be upset here, this is gonna be a pretty damn depressing summer for you. Depressed.
Like, can you imagine LeBron James 40 years from now just being miserable every day?
Guarantee you.
As the guy's worth $2 billion.
I guarantee you he will be that way. I guarantee you he's a competitor. They're all competitors. So I guarantee I don't think Jack Nicklaus is upset every day over something.
I see him, he is.
Well, if he doesn't like the way things are being ran, then he don't like the way things are being ran. If he's going to use his influence and his name to try to change things, I don't mind him using his influence and his name to try to change it. But you seem to be in a worse mood than Jack Nicklaus right now. At least what you accuse him of being.
Well, it feels like...
What the hell are we going to do to get you in a good mood?
Well, it's weird. You got
Judas Priest.
You got the Browns, apparently, according to Pro Football Focus, the worst roster in the NFL. They had him ranked 32nd. Five and a half wins, according to Vegas. So it's like the Browns, as much as you've tried to get me excited about their offseason, it doesn't seem like people outside of Cleveland are buying it.
You can't say it's not interesting. Okay, what about Guardians?
They had a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Great weekend. It was looking bleak on Saturday when they were down, four nothing?
Yeah, exactly. And then see what happens.
It was looking really, really bad. And then they righted the ship completely. Yesterday was an awesome performance by Gavin.
What about wild-ass trades involving Darius Garland and the Minnesota Timberwolves at 7:20? Are you more interested in something like that?
Who are we getting? Depends. Who are we getting?
I'm not going to give away what we can sell, but people are saying wild things right now. I mean, you're the one who wants to... shake things up. You're not excited shaking it up.
I am always
okay. So what's the point of being depressed?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy. I saw some people tweeting at me. Why do you want to change the Cavs? I'm like, I'm the wrong person to talk about this stuff. Because in hypotheticals, I'm always about trying to make all the teams better. And if that means trading guys on all the teams, I will do it at any point. At least in conversation, just philosophically, like that's what we're here to do. I can't just assume all my sports teams will just get better every year and magically win championships.
Well, no.
I don't think real GMs do that either.
But you don't need to be all depressed.
I think real GMs actually have conversations with other real GMs and talk about these things. Yet there's no bigger defenders of the status quo, I think, sometimes than the Homer fans. They just as much as my whole life it was trade talk, like, let's go get that guy. Let's go get that guy. For some reason in the NBA and Cavs fans, they just don't want to trade anybody. It flies so counter to my entire life talking about sports that the fans here just will never even entertain bringing in anybody else.
This is some strong stuff by you. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel now after that sentence?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I just want to make sure. For you.
Do you disagree with everything I'm saying, or you got
to a certain level? Okay, to a certain level, I think it reaches its crescendo, and then I think that there are big meltdowns, and I've been part of that before. But I need you to. It's going to be okay. The finals, even if it's only five, it's going to be okay. You'll get your summer league.
I'm
and all
excited
that crap.
For the finals. Don't get me wrong. I'll watch every game of the finals. I'll be staying up late for these games. They go 3 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these games go about 3 hours. They don't start till, 8:30?
All right, something to be more positive about. David Fry yesterday. I hope you saw him pinch hit. But this is concerning. This was found by the guys over the overnight. Is Keith Law, and this is some really wonky stuff. Keith Law, I mean, really digs into the weeds here. But he has the top 50 MLB prospects after 2 months of the season, which is a little bit bizarre.
That's some real scouting.
That's some hardcore scouting right there. So Keith Law is a name that you know, and he's been on Baskin and Phelps, I'm sure, a time or two. And Travis Bazzana is rated 25th on this list. And, this is a number one overall pick that's listed 25th on this list. And then you go down, and you realize, or you don't realize anything, you just read what he writes, and it's fairly concerning here, where you have this written, and I'm going to read this for you guys. Preseason 2025 rank was 25th, so he hasn't really moved. But he writes, Keith Law writes, quote, I'm worried about this one, not because Bazana's hurt and out for a while with an oblique strain, but because he has started to have trouble with contact due to his very steep swing, striking out 28% of the time in AA before the injury. I've also had less than glowing reports on his defense at second base. If he's a left fielder and the contact skill isn't what it appeared to be, his most likely outcome isn't close to what it seemed last spring. That's what Keith Law writes about Travis Bazana. Well, holy Chautauqua.
Looks like it's all over. You have a rough 2 months, Keith Law writes you off, and that's the end of things.
It seems to be a bit premature. he does have Charlie Condon. He has him ranked 14th right now, which he's in the Rockies system. And the Rockies have 9 wins and 50 losses this year. They're on pace for like 25 wins. Yeah, that's how bad it is. So, I guess I got to ask Terry Pluto about this coming up at 9:02, don't I? But I don't want to sound an alarm because it's like everything I've seen based on because he's on when Travis Bazana was playing before the oblique strain, his highlights were all over the internet every time.
Yeah,
but that's part of the problem is I'm only looking at the highlights because like to me. Are strikeouts a big deal again? Because before it was like, well, strikeouts were no big deal over the last several years. It's like, well, you know, it's the way it goes. You're trying to make that sort of launch angle contact, what you're trying to do, and 28% of the time the strikeouts there. I mean, Keith Law doesn't seem to like him whatsoever, and I didn't think anything was a big deal before. Now, I honestly did not know the long swooping swing. I did not know that people were so concerned about such a thing. But everything I heard out of the minors, anybody who covers Travis Bazana, and maybe I have to go check some of the records there, but like the scouts and everybody, they seem to be, this is why he's the number one overall pick. This is why he's so good. Fast track on his way up to the bigs. Now he's not going to be back, probably not going to be up until next year.
I think that's
because
part
of the injury,
of it.
But
I think
Lordy.
What you just referenced, the fact that he was the number one overall pick. So there's going to be
we
more,
judge him more harshly
I think so.
Than other ones?
I think there's going to be more scrutiny on a guy like that as opposed to the guy even taking number five, you know, taking fifth overall just because, you know, when you have that number one pick and remember how when we ended up, you know, finding out that's where we would be drafting. We had all these larger philosophical questions about what type of player. Because never before, or not in a long time, have they had that opportunity to get the guy in the draft. They end up taking Bazana. Just really, his profile was so interesting. Who he was, his makeup, where he came from. So, yes, a little premature, though, to be acting like we can't get a swing fixed into a season.
That's really strong
in
right
year
there.
Two, but
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to ask Terry Pluto about that at 9:01. Because he talks to everybody and... Like, I follow Justin Latta and a couple of those other guys who really do, like, minor league inside stuff every single...
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Single day. These are your prospects. If you wanted to make trades by the trade deadline, these are the prospects within like the Mets system that you would really want, like this, that, and the other. The guys who are, and I haven't heard anything. Now, again, these are Guardians guys, so maybe they are more hopeful, and so they would lead them to not be as critical as some of these players, but Lord Almighty, that's a very critical return on Travis Bazana. So I'm going to have to ask that of Terry Pluto coming up at 9:01 this morning. David Fry pinch hit yesterday, which was a very nice thing. I know he got a standing ovation.
Yeah, got a nice
yesterday.
Ovation. That was nice.
So that was nice. Guardians won 4-2. When Shane Bieber, he's got a rehab start in Akron on Thursday. Mitch says he's thinking about going down to go see Shane Bieber on Thursday.
Wow.
Spend some time with the old man. No problem with him. What are you wowing over there?
Well, how much time do you think he'll get?
An inning.
Okay.
But Mitch and his dad are going to watch the full baseball game, I'm sure. I don't think Mitch is just going to sit there for an inning and then leave. That'd be... Do you think he'd do... Mitch, you ain't going to sit there and do that, are you?
No, I'll probably be keeping score the whole time.
Okay. See, that's...
Keeping score of a minor league game?
I actually like that. You're going to make fun of me. I actually like that.
Wow, that's a throwback.
I'm down with that. Do you bring your own card or do you bring a book? What do you bring?
I actually have an iPad. I have a special app that I use.
Same.
Yeah.
No,
that's
not
same. The same. You that's need not pencil and score. Paper.
I got to keep buying books.
What's the matter with that? They're like $11.
I have an iPad and an Apple Pencil I can use like a book.
It does all the work for you. You're not scoring
that's
a game.
That's not fun.
You're not doing anything.
I'm manually putting it in.
No, you're not.
That's what's the point? You click on another tab, it's got the whole box score ready to go.
You might as well run Game Changer for an 11U team right now. That's what you might as well do.
Get a bucket like my dad sat on.
Save some family the time and trouble of them having to run Game Changer, and you run the Game Changer there. All right, Mitch, enjoy your time on Thursday to see Shane Bieber. So you got Shane Bieber coming back on Thursday. He's rehabbing on Thursday. Mm-hmm. He's not coming back to the Guardians on Thursday. They're expecting him late June, early July to be able to ramp up and then come back to the big league club. You are six games back of the division, which is like, man, you win two of these games against the Angels. It seems like things are back on track, this, that, and the other. And they still, you know, as bad as things were in the first two games of the Dodgers series, I think they still took, what, 4-7 from the Dodgers and Tigers altogether. So they were still 4-3 on that. It's not that bad whatsoever. So you take 4-7, then you take 2-3. You're six games back in the division right now, but you're at the lead of the wild card spot as we're just trying. And again, it's the same conversation I had last week, and I don't know when the conversation is going to change, by the way, of battling yourself and trying to keep your head above water. Because like you have Lane Thomas goes down. All right, now I got to figure out what to do without Lane Thomas again, because this season is quickly looking like a wash for Lane Thomas here.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I got David Fry back, which is nice, in a DH role. Eventually, I will have Shane Bieber back. Gavin Williams was excellent yesterday, so that's a positive thing that we have going for us, because I know that the kids can be a little bit up and down. So I have some of those guys that are able to fill in. If I can just, again, the battle is not against the Tigers or anybody else. I think the battle is against ourselves to not lose a week of baseball games and all of a sudden find ourselves like out of both races. That's what I'm trying not to do. Six games seems like a lot, but you can make a comeback if the Tigers lose a week of baseball games.
Yeah, this division, what, it's the only one in baseball with four teams above 500?
Yes.
So who'd have thunk it, right? I mean, we've always been extolling the virtues of being in this division and the advantages that it creates. This year, you know, it's a bit of a different story so far, but as much as they cannot eat away at that deficit in the division, it is like I'm kind of, for the first time, kind of looking around at wild card stuff. It's so early. It is so early to be doing that.
Well, yeah, but if you're already going to be losing out on your basketball, you might as well look at that, because that's going to keep you going until the communal experience of watching football in the fall. So I might as well watch the wild card spot. It's been better this last week. You know, Nolan Jones, we were very critical of him. He had a very nice week, Nolan Jones did.
Where did this come from?
Well,
we have eight hits.
He went 3-for-3 filling in when Stephen Kwan got banged up. So you've had other guys who were able to stick with it. I honestly think, again, you are just trying to fight yourselves instead of trying to fight these other teams, and I'm trying to get through this gauntlet of a schedule right now, because you go to New York starting tomorrow and you start that series with them. So it's still tone. They're still not through the woods here, but I'm still at least a little bit watching. All right, we can keep our heads above water and we can figure out what's going on the rest of the way. All right, that's basically where we're at. 216-474-0092. All right.
That's our baseball presentation.
That's the baseball presentation of tone. So Tone, if you go back and you watch this upcoming finals here, what are you looking for when it comes to comparing the Cleveland Cavaliers to either one of these two teams?
The first thing you're going to notice, obviously, especially if you haven't watched Oklahoma City much this year, is just their length, athleticism. It's something that I think all the Cavs conversations I hear, I don't hear people talking enough about the lack of athleticism. The Cavs are kind of shockingly unathletic. compared to some of these teams. And they're not long, and that's what happens when you're the one thing we've beat to death. You're starting two guards, and you know Max Strus is your small forward. 1 through 3, that's the of all the good teams, you're the smallest, like by far.
Yeah.
By far. Now, we didn't think, because of the shooting, because we thought the shooting was going to be so good, we didn't think that would really come back to haunt us. But the shooting dropped off a cliff in the postseason, well, after the Miami series, so in that second series against Indiana. But I think that's what you'll notice when you're watching these teams, like they're not afraid to get out and run. Matchup-wise, it's interesting because Indiana just flat-out does not turn over the basketball, but they're playing against a team that turns over everybody.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Well, we called it a terrific weekend for your Guardians, able to turn things around Saturday, and we gotta give some respect to
Lima Likes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nolan Jones, as he turned it around. I said 8 hits, it was. It's been 8 hits.
This strong week has a batting average up to what, 214? Been a very nice week for
Nolan
Jones.
Well, what do you think of the way they are using him? So earlier in the year, we kept saying, why is he all the way up to second in the lineup? And now it seems like Vogt has found a spot for him at the very bottom of the lineup. So maybe having more time kind of scouting the pitchers throughout the day.
The table. Right. Yeah, maybe a little more time to take a look at him and something like that. I'm not sure exactly, but it was a very nice week for Nolan Jones.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Obviously some desperation probably by Vogt to try to just figure out how to piece anything together in this lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is pretty amazing that we're sitting here. Did you say number one in the wild card?
Number one.
And yet, we got all these issues that we're talking about. Like, they are not playing remotely their best baseball that we think they can eventually. And yet, hey, taking 2 out of 3 like you did this
Makes
week.
You feel good?
It does.
And there's a lot of potential still.
Well, now you got a big series against the Yankees coming up where you're going to have to score runs. Because that's something certainly that that they're able to do. You're facing some decent pitchers, so I do think it's a nice kind of, you know, run into the month of June where we were wondering a couple weeks ago, like when we had that, what was it, a 5-game losing streak?
Well, hell no. Well, yeah, because it happened so quickly because I think, what, you lose 5 in 4 days or something like that because of the rain and everything. Like, you've had a couple of moments here where, again, it's been touch and go. And that's why I said last week, it's where you're not competing as much with other teams as you are, again, competing with yourself and keeping yourself in a race as you are able to bring guys back. Now, that was back before I thought that, or I knew that Logan Thomas was, or Lane Thomas was going to get a plantar fasciitis and have to go back on the EIL. So these are things that you're going to have to deal with here and again as you're trying to put together.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This roster, where I think if they finish over 500, I think it's going to be a decent season of what if from a lot of people. Because if you would have been able to hold on to some of the guys, if you didn't have to make the trades that you made, what would it be? But I don't think we're out of the woods of making trades of popular players or anything like that. I know that there's conversations to be had here over the next 7 weeks.
Lights.
And Gavin Williams, yesterday, got the ERA under 4.
Yep.
One hitter in 6 2/3. He struck out 6. This is nice. Kind of stabilizing things with Gavin. Not to mention,
Lima Likes.
Manuel Class A looking unhittable.
It's like the Class A of old.
Is he back?
It would be right on time.
Did we waste a lot of radio segments in the opening month of the season?
Oh, comparing that to what we just
did,
nah, I don't think that's a waste whatsoever. You got to talk about it. There's going to be worries, but but I'm glad they decided to stick to him. And so far, speaking of coming out of the woods, looks like he's starting to really show what he can do yet again for the Cleveland Guardians. Very nice.
All right, we were talking about a lot of golf over the weekend. So I even watched some of the women's U.S. Open. That was going on, not to mention the Memorial. Now, I did say it was weird seeing it preempted on Saturday for soccer. That was bizarre, having to go to the Golf Network to see Jack's tournament. But Scottie Scheffler gets the win and $4 million. $4 million. So I started looking at the purses in the PGA. Maybe the stories of the demise of the PGA maybe a little over-exaggerated, Kenny, because if you're winning $4 million for just a non-major,
I know it's a big event. There's always been big money in pro golf. I don't think anybody has denied that. $4 million is certainly nothing to fart at. I can't believe $4 million for the Memorial. That is still a lot of money. But it's golf has this weird thing, man. It is a very... I think it's a sport that anybody anywhere tries at least once. So it's open, but it's still very niche. You can't put golf in a box of what you would like. Like I saw that story of the golf comeback again where everybody's playing more golf. I know that they were talking about playing more golf during COVID and things like that. It's a very interesting game. And the PGA at the highest level, I sit there and go, man, the LIV Golf and stuff like that has killed it for me. There's still obviously some people watching who are willing to plunk down a lot of money if you're talking about a $4 million winnings and that huge-ass purse for the Memorial. My God.
I went and looked because I couldn't believe that kind of money. So obviously the majors, like the Players' Championship, $4.5 million. The Masters, $4.2 million. You know, the British is up there. And then I look. It's next in line. It's the Memorial. You got Arnold Palmer, $4 million. And then what is the Genesis Invitational?
I imagine it's the car.
$4 million.
I imagine they invite people.
For the Genesis Invitational. And then, if you win the Barracuda Championship, you are taking home some big money. $720,000.
Nice.
A little bit different.
Still nice winning.
Yeah.
Still a good day. Come and play for you.
Guys, why?
Love and all.
Why must we be so hard on Angel Reese? Angel Reese, I'm watching the videos.
About time someone stick up for her.
What in the world? I mean, she's out there making a living. She's trying to fuel a big rivalry. It's been a rough go for young Angel Reese. She's shooting 31% from the field. And for some reason, my Instagram algorithm is just her missing shots.
What else are you watching then?
And people making fun of her. That's all it is. People making fun of poor Angel Reese for missing shots.
It's popped up on mine too. Where
they're pretty funny.
There is somebody is taking all the missed shots and putting them on a highlight reel, and then they're torn to the paint, baby. And it's like, oh god, and it makes you kind of feel bad for. I go, well, it's pro basketball. You're going to be criticizing pro basketball players, so that's the way it goes. More exposure is more exposure. Can't be a bad thing. Yeah. That, I don't know. I saw Fever and Liberty two weeks ago.
Liberty.
Right before I think Caitlin Clark was out. And now she's out for what, another week with the hamstring there? So you got to deal with that. But what I've learned the most over the last couple of years of starting to get into some pro women's basketball, it's just how hard it is to be a women's basketball player.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the WNBA.
And they're not making the money. They are not.
So hard.
So they're getting ridiculed as if they're, like, NBA players now, which is what you want.
Yeah.
If you want equity, you know,
Yes. But what I'm saying here is what throws you off is, like, all right, there's 12 teams. In women's college basketball, there's umpteen teams. And Angel Reese, say what you want, she was really good in women's college basketball. And then the WNBA, it's like, there's definitely better. It's like, oh my God, this is the elite of the elite, especially because you only have 12 teams. There's only that many, so there's not that many open spots to play in that league. My God, it's hard.
One final note.
Lama likes.
Boy, Owen knows how to throw a party.
Oh, yeah.
Owen knows how to throw a party. Congratulations to Paige.
And Marley.
Marley.
I dug you out of that one. You did.
I was trying to think. I didn't have it written
down.
One's going to Kent State. One is going to Bowling Green.
Correct.
I was an idiot. I go, where are you going? And she just pointed to her shirt. She's like, Bowling Green. This is what that's the cake. The cake says it too. The shirt says it there. Owen has quite the bourbon collection.
I was surprised.
It was awesome.
You don't really talk about it. Like, guys who collect the bourbons.
I don't want people coming over and drinking my bourbon.
Oh, well, that's a fair point. The people who collect the bourbons, how do you know a guy who collects bourbons? The guy won't shut up about collecting the bourbon.
Yeah.
And Owen has this vast array of bourbon, and I'm going, what the hell? He never mentions
with
this.
With perfect presentation.
Yes. Very nice.
I love it. We walked over there, and he was looking for the shot glass. He goes, somebody else already got into the bourbon, apparently. Because the shot glasses were relocated.
Oh, I found out who it was. They have paid accordingly.
Okay. So it was a good time. The weather turned out to be good. I know it was nip and tuck all weekend for people having parties and planning. Because the day before was
if you were in the batting cages at 9:30 Saturday morning and it said feels like 38.
Oh, it was miserable.
And it's the day before June.
Yeah.
It was absolutely miserable. But I have to pat myself on the back.
I'm alike.
All-time slippery wizard moment. Ken called me a slippery wizard back in the day. So Ken texted me, when you going there, when you going to be there.
Yeah.
And then, what are you giving? Right?
What did you do?
What's the game on? What's the game? The old Bob Barker. You go one.
Price is right.
You go one over.
Oh yeah.
You go one over. Just gotta boost it up a little bit. Makes you look a little bit better.
I swear to God.
I've seen the amounts.
You watch him give more. I hate you. I can't believe
my wife
that.
Was disgusted.
What did you?
So she goes. He's like, what are you giving?
It's an odd amount.
It's an odd amount. It throws off all the totals.
Yes.
So maybe I ended up annoying everybody when you're doing the calculations.
Well, my accounting. I have a large accounting firm
but
that does all this.
I don't know. Maybe I was just doing it so I could tell the story on the radio. But once Ken sent the text, I said, Sarah, look what I'm going to do. And I showed her the number, and she goes, no, just tear that up. I go, well, no, I can't. I can't now give less money than I was going to give.
Oh, you wrote a check.
So, yeah.
Oh, I stopped at the bank. I got cash.
Okay, well, actually the cash, some people, I mean, depending on, what your girls are spending money on, cash is nicer to have sometimes.
I knew you were going to do this. I knew you were going to do it. Damn you. I knew it. I should have known.
You didn't bring your pocket change with you.
I should have known. I should have beaten you to the punch. Damn it,
What would have been great.
Damn you.
I sat there and I thought, I'm going to tell this on the radio, but what if Ken one-ups me and says, joke's on you, pal. That's just the number I said I was going to send. So behind the scenes, it's a war. It's a battle to the top.
I felt bad. I put it all in one envelope. It was one envelope.
So you made them divvy it up.
Yeah.
So whoever opened the envelopes, it's on the honor system.
It was boxes for
both. Oh, no, they did. They did. I was surprised. Yeah. There was a cash sum from Ken, and I heard one say to the other one, hey, here's your half. Here's your cut.
See, learning real life lessons. That's it for Lima Likes.
Let them win. Well, it was cash, and you're the one who threw the party. They got to let you wet your beak, too.
Yeah. Don't worry. They all went to bed at some point, and I was going through the coffers.
802, Joe Ryder going to join us on the show. I knew you were going to do that, you bastard.